Okay. Talking to the mountain of a man, Gabe Magginson. Tell me about the hair first. How long is it going? Like, how long? Where's this thing headed?
You know, it's actually kind of scary because I almost cut it last Friday on spring break. But, you know, you just get caught up in your mindset at home. Yeah. You know, it kind of drove me crazy at home. I was like, oh, I got to adjust these people with short hair. But up here, it's like kind of do your thing. So it's until the wind stops blowing, really.
Until the wind stops blowing. I'm going to. Can I use that as a quote on
Twitter?
Please
do.
Okay. I might just use that as my bio on Twitter.
That's a good deal.
Until the wind stops blowing. While we're on hair, let's talk beard. I know you know Jack Cornell a little bit because you know, he's from Quincy or Jacksonville. Yeah. It's kind of close. Has he given you any beard pointers? Do you understand the importance of the beard for the offensive lineman at Illinois?
You know, I absolutely do, and I respect what he does because this mustache is just not even close to the beard.
Yes. Yes.
I still have a huge patch underneath on the left side, I call it.
That's brave of you to share.
Yeah, I mean, I want people to know the real me, so.
Yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But, I mean, I saw him today. I haven't seen him in probably a year or two. I was scared.
Yes,
really.
Yes, that's an intimidating, yes.
What's hiding in there is my question.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So, let's talk, what's the sport? The football.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Footy ball, I believe it is. So, like, seriously, what was it, you know, redshirt year, sat out, you know, you've been playing football and then you have to watch football for a year. And now, you know, getting out here and hitting in the first game, what was tonight like for you?
I think it was the first chance for the redshirt freshman class in general to stop playing scared.
Yeah.
We're all going to mess up. I probably messed up more than I did right tonight, but you adjust. It's last year when you messed up, it was just, you'll never notice me, but now it's just put all it out there. So.
Yeah. So you and Dre and Jimmy, obvious on Twitter how close you guys are. I think it's the reason you're here probably.
Yeah. Dre snagged me.
Yeah, that you guys developed this bond, and you were really the first three that built that class. Right. Do you see that as this thing? Like, you know.
Oh, man. I know a couple times I got to be in the huddle with Dre and Jimmy, just like different fronts or whatever.
Sure.
Schemes.
Yeah.
And I just looked at Jimmy, I just started smiling. I was like, this is it, man.
Right.
Like, we're here. And
squad.
Squad. Squad indeed, yeah. Uh-huh. But, Dre, I'm excited to see him get back. I mean, that kid has been itching to come back for a year now. So.
Yeah. So tell me about guard. I was going to say left guard, but it looks like you guys are flipping strong and weak, so I guess I should call you strong guard. So tell me about strong guard.
Haven't played guard since fifth grade, so it's a little different. But, kind of cool having the guys around you because Joe really, I rely on him a lot. I mean, he'll call out something. It's very helpful, I think, on the inside. Tackles a lot more alone. So, guard, I like guard. Uh-huh. I do like it. I started playing it like the last 2 weeks of last year. I was like, it's pretty cool. So, it's fun.
Uh-huh.
It's, I'll definitely have to improve a lot, but.
Yeah. Do you think the plan, do you want to eventually get back out to tackle, or do you think you have a home at guard, or what do you think the plans are?
I know, with the old staff they're talking about, just going for guard for a while. You know, we have really good tackles, so good linemen all around, but the tackles definitely hold their ground, so they're moving to guard. But I don't know, with Coach Buckus, whatever he wants me at, I could see me moving back out to tackle, but that's definitely a maturity thing.
Uh-huh.
You can't, I mean, if you're a freshman tackle, you're pretty legit. So.
Speaking of maturity, where do you see yourself overall as a human on the maturity scale? Zero?
I thought about that the other day.
Yeah, you think about your own maturity often?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's mature in itself.
You know, I'm 18 years of age, but they say act your age, not your shoe size.
Yeah.
I wear a 15. I'm thinking I'm right around 15 years old.
Yeah.
But I can get serious.
Yeah.
But nobody takes me serious. I got too deep into the goofy side that it's you know, it's hard to get out of it.
I'll give you the floor here for 10 seconds. Say something serious. Give me a serious statement, and then we'll just kind of let the wind go, and then I'll hit stop here. Give me a second.
Okay. Two roads diverge in a yellow wood. It's by Robert Frost.
Do you know the rest?
No, I really don't. I thought I was going to get it, but...
I believe I took the one less traveled, and that had made all the difference.
Yeah.